ஹலோ கைஸ், வெல்கம் பேக் அகைன் திஸ் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் கன்கோர் மாஸ்டரி, வேர் யூ கேன் கெயின் ஸ்கில்ஸ் இன்ஸ்டா மேக்கிங் மணி. லெட்ஸ் ஃப்ராங்க்லி டாக்கிங் அபவுட் டுடே எபிசோட் இஸ் டம்ப்ளர், த ஆப் வேர் ரைட் நம் ஐ எம் யூஸிங் டு கெட் சம் பிளாகிங் ஆல்சோ அண்ட் கோட்ஸ் ஆன் த டம்ளர் ஆப். ஐ டோன்ட் நோ வை த பீப்புள்ஸ் லாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் ரியலி டோன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வேர் த ரியல் சக்சஸ் ஆர் ரியல் வேல்யூ வில் கம். லிசன், லெட்ஸ் டேக் எனி ஆஃப் த சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் பர்சன், சக்சஸ்ஃபுல் ஆண்டர்பிரனர், எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் அன் ப்ரிடிக்டர்ஸ். இட்ஸ் அன் ப்ரிடிக்டிங் கேம். வைல் யூ ஆர்மி இஸ் பிளேயிங் ஆன் டிஜிட்டல் ஸ்பேஸ் இன் பிகமிங் அன் டிஜிட்டல் கோச், டிஜிட்டல் ஆண்டர்பிரனர், டிஜிட்டல் மார்க்கெட்டர், எக்ஸட்ரா எக்ஸட்ரா எக்ஸ்விசிட், எவ்ரி திங் நீட் அன் ப்ரிடிக்ஷன். பட் சம் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஏபிள் டு வில்லிங் டு டூ அண்ட் மெனி பீப்புள் ஆர் ரிஃப்யூஸ் டு டூ. ஐ டோன்ட் நோ வை இட் இஸ். Once I start looking deeply in Tumblr, where I'm first of all I started is blogging tool again and starting as image thing, again I started as in quotes. Yes, it's working super duper heavily on Tumblr, where I am getting a result in day by day in my SEO, in my Google, in my brand building, etc., etc. But it is not the only way. I'm telling again, it's a way. If someone is listen this to me, if you are small business owner or starting stage of digital space in podcast field, means had a look and take deeply the app Tumblr, TUMBLR, Tumblr. It's an oldest version of app which not everyone would know about it. Yesterday night I posted a poll in LinkedIn, which I mentioned that which is the most blogging app in upcoming days. Means I mentioned two options, number A Tumblr, number B Instagram. 95% people are voted Instagram, but only 5 people voted Tumblr. See that much of value right now I'm consuming. If anyone can able to win, but not why, because only one reason, predictors will be the game changer. Again and again and again I saying predictors will be the game changer of day to day life, not only day to day life, in every upcoming generations. That's why I'm using right now my app as a passion about it and doing blog course etc. in that and getting result. Yes, if I need to build a brand in Google as an authentic person, means I have to test so many platforms and implement that knowledge to me, and then only I can able to give value to you if you listen this means. So that type of content I want, that type of motivation I need, the type of knowledge I want to become social media influencer or anything. But fake influencers are saying that I'm good enough to do anything greatness in day to day life, and they really don't have enough knowledge to do like that, and doesn't have a practical knowledge. So think about it. People buying courses from there. Yes, people are buying courses on fake influencers. Why that shit will happen? If before buying a course or messaging someone, just take a look deeply whether he is having a proper result or whether she is having will game changer. The two main things. Some people are refused and still buying it. Courses like how I became a digital coach, how I can become a podcaster, how I become a well podcaster. Fuck it. That's why I'm telling again this. Before judging anything, understand the person, whether he is a predictor and he is having a result. Without the things, don't buy any shitty things. Buying is okay, yes, it's give knowledge. I agree that buying some course is getting knowledge and help us in day-to-day life or upcoming moving success story. But what are the things you gained on this knowledge? Whether it is in proper way or in fake way. Let's take real example. In Instagram account, there are in past few months before, many fake accounts are blocked by Instagram. And many fake verified accounts are also blocked. and the blocked persons are selling their courses in before blocking stage in online world, and people still buying it. Once I see that person right now in this scene, or I don't need to mention his name, right now I see his person in Instagram, he didn't have a verified account. Instagram is blocked him. Blocked. But still people consuming his content. What the shit? Try to understand what the thing we are consuming. If someone is looking good, that is, doesn't mean he is a well successful person, well wealthiest person. Think about it. Think deeply. If I don't force you, you need to consume my content. I didn't able to force you. Because before me, there are too many people are having in podcast to building the brand as in day-to-day life as in proper result. But they don't take this word too seriously also. Yes, this what I recording this. Before buying a course or before taking consultation call in, if he or she had a look whether they are the winners or they just selling the course. So that's why I record this episode. Because in days I just got too many stuck in life. When I see that people are selling their course without having proper knowledge, without having any proper result. Guys, I need to say that right now I having too much of result in podcasting to build a personal brand. But I didn't still make any courses. Because I need more. I need more and more result. Without having my proper knowledge, I can't be able to solve people's problem in the future means. That type of thing I am playing right now. Yes, still I'm practically doing too many things and getting results and getting on that stage and getting knowledge to myself and implementing on Instagram. That's how some people are winning and some people are quitting day-to-day life. So think about it before buying any course or any extra exercise platform. Think and bye. So thank you guys if you still listen to this episode of Karma Mastery. Thank you.